WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:38 is Brackets Hunter. How you doing, man? All right, I can't believe how many comments we got on our topic for today. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Without saying how old you are, name one thing from your childhood someone younger wouldn't understand.
Pass the controller. You've been playing for hours.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Couch co-op. Remember that?
Oh,
remember,
man.
Remember when, like, you and your buddy would play video games together and not online?
Well, I remember, like, that's why GoldenEye was such a big deal, because you could play four people.
Yeah.
It was nuts. That's why I think Smash Bros. Is so big, because that was the first time we actually really got to sit.
Because well, that was great, man. Yeah. You get a bunch of candy, you get the sleeping bags out, you get, you know, your buddies hanging out.
Yeah. I don't think someone younger would truly understand what a game changer that was. And then when Halo came out, good Lord.
Waking up to that theme song.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, God. How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
Mine, Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah.
That's, do you remember that?
The Bill. What was the
I'm
Bill?
I'm just a Bill. Yeah. Yes, I'm only a Bill. And I'm sitting on top of Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that was great.
Unpack your adjectives.
Right.
Remember that one?
Did you ever really learn anything from it? I just learned the songs.
It still sticks in my head, but actually, like the adjective ones, that one sticks with me. That one keeps, I'm like, wait, is that an adjective? Unpack your adjectives.
Schoolhouse Rock, right?
Schoolhouse Rock. Remember it still around? I remember watching it in class, but I don't think they do it. That was like from like the 70s and 80s, and then it transferred over to mine. But I don't think a kid today in elementary school would have any idea what Schoolhouse Rock is, unless maybe schools are still using it, but I doubt it.
It's in that old school animation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. It was a cartoon. Yeah.
I think Red Bull stole that animation, didn't they?
I'm just a Bill. Yes, I'm only a Bill. Great, man. We got some great comments on Facebook. Dan said the card catalog at the library. Oh, my God.
Oh, the card catalog.
Say Dewey Decimal System to a kid nowadays, and they'll be like, what?
What?
Huh? I remember going to college and it becoming where I could actually look up on a computer where the book was.
All you
had to do was search the title or the author.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
This is awesome.
Dewey Decimal System. Oh.
Flipping through those cards.
Oh, that big, you know, that big cabinet where you pulled out that long?
Yeah.
That long. Well, I don't think you'd know what a library is.
Shut up. Just shut the hell up. Didn't they have like a pole going through it, too? Like the cards were attached to it, wasn't it?
Some of them were. I think ours were just kind of freestanding.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had somewhere so you couldn't pull the card out.
Yeah.
But yeah, ours was, you just pulled out that long. It was like, I don't know, maybe 2x2.
Libraries.
Maybe a little bit bigger and just flipping through.
Be honest with this one.
What?
How long has it been since you stepped into a library?
It's been a while, buddy.
Probably school.
probably
high school.
Probably college for me. Yeah. That's the last time. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
2006, probably. So, let's see. Jaren said picking out seeds and stems.
It's true.
You have always had that one friend that eats the seeds and stems.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Brad had a good one. Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, yeah. I think they still have them.
Still a thing.
They're just not significant as what they used to be.
Well, and we all used to watch the same thing. I think now there's so much. You have Cartoon Network. You got Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. You got back. We just had the one Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, I love.
And everyone watched it.
Love Tom and Jerry. Yeah. I used to watch that religiously.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes. Come on.
I like John's. John Jay commented. He said, parents shoving you out the door at 9 years old and telling you to be back by dinner. Nice. That's true, man. They were just like, all right, go do stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Go hang out in the neighborhood.
Street lights come on and you're like, oh, I got to go home.
Got to get back. Or there's a picture floating around the internet. It comes back up once in a while. It's a picture of a bunch of bikes laid down in front of a door.
Yeah.
Remember that when you just ride your bike up to your buddy's house and throw your bike on his lawn?
Well, that's where you knew where everyone was. You're like, there's a lot of bikes over there. I'm going over there. I like that. We're going to take a quick break after I read this one. This one's fantastic. And get in on the conversation. And seriously, just reading all these comments are awesome, man. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I love this one. Waiting, or let's say unlimited call minutes after 7. Dude, what are you doing calling me? It's 6:30. Call me at 7 o'clock, you moron.
Oh, man.
Dude, I remember how big of a deal it was. So I've had U.S. Cellular since high. So way back. Like, when I think I got it right before I got my driver's license because my mom and dad wanted us to have a phone, the old Nokia brick phone.
Yeah.
But I remember how big of a deal it was when they bumped it from 9. They moved it from 9 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we're like, oh,
this is great.
This is amazing. I could talk to my girlfriend all night.
I'm going to call everybody.
Everybody. Dude, it's, oh, my God. That is a blast.
How about this one? Do you remember this? 1-800-COLLECT.
You know a commercial I just saw? Bob, we oughta baby eats a boy. Pick up the phone. Mom, pick me up. Click.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. We're going to be back in a few. Things that if you were to say, a younger generation would not understand.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 750 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you, without saying how old you are, name one thing from your childhood someone younger wouldn't understand, what would it be? There's so many great comments here on Facebook. There was one. Hold on, where's it at?
About this one.
Cannonball! Oh, do kids not do that anymore?
Do they not? I don't know.
Oh, man.
I just remember that.
It's probably not allowed. I was always a fan of the can opener.
How about this one? This is a good one. I know this one for a fact. Hey, jump off the diving board.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear that anymore because nobody has a diving board.
I know, because the insurance on those is insane.
Sucks.
I know.
My grandma used to have the real, like,
the good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude, you can get like 20 feet up in the air on that thing.
Going to the outdoor pool, the public pool.
Yeah.
Going on the high dive.
The high dive.
Trying to impress all the chicks.
Yeah.
Watch this, then you belly flop. Ow!
It was the worst. Yeah, trying to impress the chicks. We did a camp at Michigan State. They had like the Olympic high dive, trying to impress all the women.
Good Lord.
You get to like the third tier. I'm like, okay, I'm going back down in the second.
I like this one. Nathan said the RF antenna adapter.
Yeah. Those two little claws that you'd have to screw into the back of your TV.
And if you didn't get it right, you
know.
Oh, man. It was. Gaming was. Was really hard back in the day.
Talk about high definition.
Blowing on the cartridge, kids nowadays would understand.
You don't have to do that anymore. And you do it for hours.
Oh, man.
You nearly pass out.
That one time when the game just you knew. That was it.
Yep.
You were blue in the face. Nothing was making that game work.
Finally worked.
Yes. Nothing. Let's see. What else we got?
Don't bump it.
I like. Oh, yeah. Don't. Oh. I like this one. Lexi said the Rachel hair.
The Rachel hair, huh?
From Friends. Everyone wanted the Rachel cut.
Oh, okay.
Everyone. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
Rachel, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, hot.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Rachel haircut.
I just want Rachel.
That's all I want.
What does she, like 85 and still looks like she's like 2?
Yeah, she's aged very well.
That's crazy. Same thing with I saw a picture of Cindy Crawford now, and then when she was like 20, the exact same
hot
person.
I like Brian's headbangers ball.
Headbangers ball.
Man. Ricky Rackman hosting headbangers ball.
That's it.
Dude, classic. I would love to have that back. Well, I'd just love to have VH1 play music
classic.
Again.
Classic.
Headbangers ball. What a good one. Oh, if you were to say that to kids, first, if you were to say, MTV music videos or VH1 music videos, they'd be like, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
They used to play music videos?
Oh, I got one. TRL.
Oh, my God.
Do they still do that?
Carson Daly.
Oh, my God. How did Carson Daly?
He's just the most bland person.
Yeah, he was like on the main pulse of entertainment for an entire generation of.
Does he come across as like, he's like the least celebrity I would like to meet. You know, he just seems just like a real, like, dry, like, I just don't like this guy. And girls thought he was so hot.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was like, I mean, TRL was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It was huge. Yeah.
Now you got Ryan Seacrest. He's like the new Carson.
But even now, I don't think it's the same. Like, and well, here we go. There's another one. VJs. Remember video jockeys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Classic.
Dude. Like, that was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. There were celebrities.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Candace said Teddy Ruxpin.
Who's that?
That's the old teddy bear.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit before. I think it was like right when we were like real young. Mm-hmm. I think the 80s maybe. Rotary dial phone. That was Larry. Larry had that one. That was a good one.
You see the video on the internet?
Dude, there is a great video online.
You get two 14-year-old kids trying to figure out a rotary
phone. Trying to dial a number, and it is hilarious. It
takes them a good 15 minutes.
Oh, dude, when they finally...
The rotary phone.
Yeah, the people with zeros in their number. You're like, damn it.
Right. It's taking so many zeros.
This is taking forever. Right. That's all the way on the bottom end.
Then they had the ones that had a key. You could, like, unlock it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what I loved about the rotary phones is the ring. Ring. And you pick it up and it'd still be ringing. Ring.
You know what I loved about the rotary phones is hanging them up. Oh. Slamming the phone down on someone. You can't hang up on someone now. Mm-mm. Everyone's like, oh, did you drop it? They'll call you back, Vic. Did you lose connection? No, I hung up on you, but it doesn't have the same effect as slamming this hard metal porcelain phone down. Right. God, I miss that.
Well, they were always like tan, too. Right?
Yeah, or tan or bright red.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break. More of things from when we were younger that kids wouldn't understand now.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly... Yeah, dude. Play this song. I bet you there's a generation now that has no idea what this song means.
Right? That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Hey, real quick, I saw Steve-O on Graham?
Graham Norton.
The interviewer guy.
I love that guy. He's got a talk show in Britain or London. Anyway, yeah.
So Steve-O was on it, and at the end of the episode, Steve-O has like a two-hour, he made it himself. He spent like $165,000 on it. And it's Steve-O doing stand-up comedy, talking about stunts that he did back in the day.
Yeah.
And they play the stunts over while he's talking about it.
Oh, God.
So it's kind of like a comedy skits.
Yeah.
And he's trying to sell it, so it's not out. He personally has it.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen it. He's trying to sell it to Netflix. Netflix doesn't want it.
Really?
Hulu doesn't want it. So he's got a two-hour special that nobody has seen. That he's trying to sell.
You know why? Because honestly, I love Steve-O. And Jackass, it was such a huge part of our life. College, dude. I have a DVD set of the second season of Jackass. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was everywhere. But now, that generation.
Irrelevant. Yeah, it
kids
sucks.
Kids in college have no idea what it is.
You would think somebody would pick it up, though.
Maybe.
It sounds
I don't know. I don't know. I would watch it.
The guy went through some stuff.
Yeah. You know? He's sober now. Good God. Help him out. Help him out.
Lucky to be alive, really.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's something, without saying your age, something you could say that a younger generation wouldn't understand or a younger person wouldn't understand?
What's that, Graham?
Graham Norton, WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got two for you.
What?
Going back to the early 90s, Ren and Stimpy or Rocco's Modern Life?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, dude.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rocco's was awesome, man. I love that show.
Yes, let's see generational kids today go, what the heck is that show?
You haven't had your mind twisted until you've watched Ren and Stimpy. That is for sure. Yes. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Ones.
That or Rocco.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
Bye. What was weirder, Ren and Stimpy or Rocko's Modern Life? Ren and Stimpy had to be.
Stimpy was out there.
That was weird.
I loved Ren and Stimpy, though. Actually, I had a buddy just text me, Mike. What's up, Mike? How you doing, brother?
Mike.
He said, watching actual episodes of Beavis and Butthead on MTV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. On actual TV. Not watching reruns. When it came out.
11 o'clock on MTV.
Yeah.
I knew that because I would stay at grandma's house because my parents wouldn't. I hope my mom's not listening. I'm going to get in trouble, Brock.
You are. You get spanked.
She wouldn't let me watch Beavis and Butthead, so I want to stay at grandma's because grandma would go to bed at like 9.
Yeah.
You know, I'd stay up and watch Beavis and Butthead.
You're a terrible son.
I was.
What a terrible kid.
Well, look how I ended up. That's why.
You ended up doing impersonations of Beavis and Butthead
right.
on radio.
I'm staying up.
I like Sydney. Sydney said Hit Clips. Remember Hit Clips? Those little tiny, It was one, like one song.
The cartridge.
Yeah, the little tiny one.
And it had like a little stereo that you'd put it in?
Well, you could have that or you could plug in headphones. So they had the Hit Clip stereo,
right,
which is like a keychain stereo.
Yeah,
and then you had the little, and it was one song. What a waste.
You know, it was like a clip of a song, though, wasn't it? It wasn't the full song.
No, it was a full song.
Was it?
It was a full song. From what I remember. Again, this is very, very long time ago. floppy disk.
Oh, yeah.
Now they just think it's this, which is weird.
Which one, the 8-inch floppy or the...
Oh.
Because we used to put in the big old 8-inch floppy, and we'd play Bomber. Remember the game Bomber?
There's still this game I'm trying to find. I used to play it all the time. So my dad was a teacher at a high school near Madison, and we used to, we'd go with him to school when he had to get work done in the summertime, and they had computer lab there. This is way back. And in this game where you were like a tank, and then there was another tank, and you just shot at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to get the other tank to fall.
Was it Dinky Bomb?
That might be it.
We used to play Dinky Bomb.
I've been looking for it, and I've tried, and maybe you'd hit it, and then it would be like a little explosion that would go out.
Yeah,
oh, man, that might be it. Dinky Bomb, there's a good one. Man, there's so many good ones. A payphone?
Oh, yeah. are they still around?
No, just purely aesthetic, I'm sure, at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
There's very few payphones around.
You would think there would be payphones around still.
This is the greatest thing ever. We'll talk more about this. If you were to say something from your childhood without saying your age that a younger generation wouldn't understand, what would it be? Comment on Facebook. We're going to take a quick break. More when we come back. Rock.